Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, Chick and British TV, plus a visit from Tom Whiskey. It's coming up in just a minute.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host Megan Klingenberg.
And now we're giving people an inside look at the World Cup.
Time's ticking.
I think you can feel the intensity. All the guys are wanting to really stake their claim, and they want to be on that World Cup roster. There's no doubt about it.
Hosting the World Cup on home soil comes with its pressures, but we're just really excited, just as the people are.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henco. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Following is a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. It is only a test.
What is your problem? Can't you get off that couch and help me around here?
I should have listened to my mother. You are no good lazy pig.
I don't know why I married you in the first place. You no good son of a pig!
This has been a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed not to go home, to check into the nearest motel, and wait 3 to 5 days before returning to your house. Again, this has been only a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Got a letter that ties in a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, all right.
Go.
Chick, you are an avid viewer of a television network that shows British programming, I believe.
I like your BritBox. I like your Acorn. Of course, PBS around the country. They show Masterpiece Theater, so on and so forth. Oh, yes.
Yeah, and the most successful show in that is Downton Abbey, right?
Gotta be one of them.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah.
That one about the royal family was pretty good, too.
The Crown. Yeah. Yes. Luther's pretty good. I could go on, or it seemed like it.
We've been talking a lot about about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, real quick, just parenthetical to this discussion, what is your two favorites on those British TV networks?
Two favorites for networks or two shows?
Two shows.
Luther, probably, with Idris Elba. And
what's Luther about?
He's a cop.
Attaboy, Luther!
That's right. There are a lot of ghosts. No, they're... And they do an updated version of Sherlock with Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman.
Okay, that's cool.
Exquisite.
Okay, Christy, what British show do you like?
It would have to be Downton Abbey. I don't have the British... show.
Okay. The reason I bring it up, dear Bob.
No BritBox, no Acorn TV? How do you live?
Okay, I don't think ahead. I have
and
that.
This ties into our discussion of phrases. Dear Bob and Tom Show, I was watching a British TV show I had on the closed captioning.
Mm-hmm.
A man was walking through a field and the caption said, "Dogs barking." I was wondering, were there actually barking dogs or did his feet hurt? See, it's all ties in.
Oh, boy.
My dogs are barking. Thank you very much.
I had to think of a favorite British TV show for that letter. My dogs are barking.
I think you like talking about your British TV shows.
Oh, I do.
You like that British baking show, don't you?
I have not gotten to that yet, but everybody says
I
would love it.
I can't. I was on a trip. I was in a hotel, and that thing came on, and I watched it for 3 hours.
Yeah,
I had, and I don't bake.
And you look up, and it's 2 hours. Yeah, 3 hours later.
I know they tried to do it, I think, with Jeff Foxworthy here in the States, where they're out in the tent.
Sure.
There is something about that show. The people are so nice. There's that one weirdo with the Jeff Beck jet black hair.
You don't pay attention to anything for 3 hours.
I know. Well, I was stuck in a hotel.
I told you about a show, The Repair Shop.
Yeah, I've watched that.
I have, too. That's really nice.
That
it's
is interesting.
Really wonderful. They bring items into repair, and there's always a wonderful story.
That's one of the shows, though, where I would love to know what the people are paying.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Exactly. Like,
because they have a porcelain expert.
The guy brought in some kind of lamp that had a miniature horse trotting around it. But they have to make parts. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I love those shows. Well, thank you for your letters. You can reach us, Bob and Tom, at bobandtom.com. Always appreciated.
Well, my gosh. Were you looking who's walked in?
My gosh. I'm just happy this is happening.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
There he is.
Yours truly, Tom Whiskey Frontier Doctor.
Now, don't you forget, you say hi to Tom, Doc.
Hey, Josh.
Hi.
Here you're having some diverticulitis.
Well,
he's a doctor now, Josh.
Had some complications therein.
You know, sure. In the Old West, I'm doing my doctorate. I didn't have those fancy rubber gloves.
Oh, really?
After doing those diverticulitis exams, I'd have to scrub my fingernails.
Oh, boy, you were really getting in there.
Yeah, nasty. I'd go deep.
Well,
you know, I can palm a basketball. So you're lucky you got a doctor. You got a lady doctor, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, you know, bend over.
But you're still my favorite Sawbones.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Christy's good to see you.
Good to see you, Doc.
You look good. I like your bangs.
Thank you.
They're very sweet.
Thanks.
Your hair looks
likes
good.
Your bangs.
Your hair looks good today.
Thank you.
Pat, I can tell you're angry. It's okay.
No, I'm just
calm down. I got some pills for you.
Oh, thank you.
Got them from Tiger Woods. There's the strong with Ace. It's always a pleasure.
Doc.
What is that, sir? What does that hat of yours say?
Birmingham Stallions.
Birmingham.
Birmingham Stallions
England?
Is what he said.
Is that from England?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Must be one of them
British football clubs. You know, they play soccer over there. Mm-hmm. Got the wrong name for it. Chick McGee.
Hi, buddy. How are you? Good to see you.
Yeah, you're at the orangeinsoles.com sports
desk. Yeah, long time no see.
Well, what's your favorite team?
From what?
From FIFA.
From FIFA? I'm España. I misspoke. Portugal. That's my team.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're good, aren't they?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, yes. You're damn right they are.
Okay.
They always try.
This kind of fits what you were talking about.
You didn't say hello to everybody, Doug.
Didn't say hi to Tom.
Nope, you didn't.
Tom, you're on my short list right now.
Oh, no.
What'll I do, Doc?
Yeah!
You're just being mean to everybody. Sorry, Doc. I had to do an airport run this morning. I'm a little bit behind.
We did
good excuse.
We went to the airport. We didn't hear anything about that. Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow. So let's just move forward here. This is a true story of
a true story.
Arnie Whiskey Frontier Golfer.
Okay. Oh,
Arnie and his wife were driving through the U.S. of A. They were going all the way from New York to California.
Holy cow.
Christine knew this. They were going to the most famous golf course in all of California. Pebble Beach is the answer. Thank you very much. I thought you'd be. The fuel gauge was getting low right there in Arkansas. So Arnie Whiskey Frontier Golfer decided he better pull over and go to the next gas station.
Hmm.
And it was one of those old-fashioned service stations where they have a gasoline attendant.
Oh, how about that?
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that attendant was a... Mr. Jethro McGee.
Really?
Uncle Jethro?
Yeah, and Jethro McGee, he came up to Arnie Whiskey Frontier Golfer's car, and he said, "What can I do for you, mister?"
Uh-huh.
And Arnie Whiskey Frontier Golfer said, "Fill it up with the premium, please."
Oh.
That's when Jethro McGee said, "I can't help but notice this is a very fancy vehicle."
It's very fancy.
Yeah, he walked around, he said, "I got to ask you, what kind of car is this? I've never seen one this fancy before." And Arnie Whiskey Frontier Golfer said, "Oh, this is a brand new Cadillac.
Oh,
yeah, these are nice. It's got the Apple CarPlay. It's got it's got the heated and cooled seats.
It's got the lumbar,
the panoramic sunroof.
Nice.
It's got your built-in Wi-Fi. This is a Cadillac. It's got the wireless charging. It's got lane assist, adaptive cruise. It's got the 360 camera. It just went on and on. It's got a premium surround system. These Cadillacs, it's just a beautiful vehicle. I'm very pleased to be driving it." Well, that's when Jethro McGee said, "Well, that's the fanciest car I ever did see. Tank was full."
Yep.
And Arnie Whiskey decided to pay in cash. He reached into his pocket, pulled out some bills, and a couple of golf tees fell out and fell onto the ground there by the gas pump. And Jethro McGee said, "Well, what are them things there?" And Arnie Whiskey Frontier Golfer said, "Oh, that's what I put my balls on when I drive." And Jethro McGee said, "Man, those Cadillac people think of everything." Thank you, Doc.
Is that right, Doc? Okay. All right.
Always a pleasure, Doc.
Beautiful
Thanks
job.
Very much.
Thank you,
Beautiful
Doc.
Job.
Now, I see we have a special guest in the studio.
We do?
This is quite the surprise.
All right.
Alanis Percocet. Alanis?
Okay.
It's good to see you.
Sorry, I had a different one up.
Oh, sorry. You're not Alanis?
I am now.
Take off that dress, Pat, for God's sake.
I look drunk, but I'm sober. I get zeros when breathalyzed. I'm Tiger, I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm driving, I take what I'm prescribed. I'm slurring my words, not guilty, I don't need a driver. I just want my privacy, 'cause I've got two pills in my pocket and I'm flipping my SUV.
Very good. Thank you very much, Pat.
Hey! Boy, that's a great album.
I mean, Alanis.
Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill.
It's Alanis Percocet.
Please.
I had you confused with your sister.
It's a potent set of pills.
Hey, look at this. Here we go.
Stupid world record.
A group of kite enthusiasts.
Oh, really?
Have broken the Guinness World Record for the largest kite flown.
I'd like to see this.
Yeah, this is cool.
Abdul Rahman Al Farsi and his Al Farsi kite display team.
Uh-huh.
Got a team.
Don't cheat yourself. This is a show. They've achieved the title. They flew a kite with a total area of over 13,000 square feet when laid flat.
What?
That's almost the size of 5 tennis courts.
Wonder how many people it took to hold the string.
Man.
Do we have a picture of this thing? There we
just
go.
Just massive.
Oh, it's one of those. It's essentially a deflated hot air balloon.
Yeah.
I never understood how those kites flew. I mean, I get the triangle shape sort of
right,
kites, but those are. Oh, look at that.
It's beautiful.
It's huge. It looks like it's from Nope.
It does. And it's going to turn into a cloud or something. Yeah.
It's, and if you look in the background.
Oh, it's kite day.
It's like
something.
A kite festival.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know what it is, but that all looks very relaxing to me.
It does.
The kites in the sky.
When's the last time you flew a kite?
I don't think I ever have.
Decades.
San Diego.
Hanging out with some dirty hippies.
So 95 dirty hippies in San Diego.
What?
No, I was a kid. I remember when it got going, man, it was the thrill.
Oh, when it was good, it was good.
Yeah.
Well, lately, just check local listings. It's been so windy around here. If you had that kite, you'd be transported like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, that would lift you off the ground.
It's so beautiful.
I mean, who's holding? Is somebody
holding
it?
I'd like to see.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a bunch of people. There are clearly two ropes.
But you can see, look, if there's a whole bunch of people down on the ground, that they must have lifted it. I assume they unfurl it and they all lift it at the same time.
I don't understand, I guess, the physics of it or whatever it is, but wouldn't a kite be able to lift you off the ground if you're not careful?
That's what I would think.
I think that one's probably big enough.
Yeah.
What did they say? I'm sorry, did you mention? I don't understand. Square footage, how does that translate into?
Five tennis courts, I think.
Oh, that's huge. Of course, now, I think in today's world, you have to translate that into pickleball courts.
Yeah.
So we got
probably 10.
Yeah, pickleball is smaller than
13,000 square feet.
Man.
It could carry a kid away.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge house. 13,000 square feet.
Come here, Timmy. Why don't you go out and fly your kite? Don't let go of it now.
I've never been able to look at land and go, that's so many acres or...
Yeah, I'm terrible at it.
I can never walk into a house
that
that's 3,000 square feet.
Talk about stuff we can't do as adults?
Oh, there's a big list.
Can you eyeball
how many? You probably have, 11, 12,000 square feet?
I have no
there,
idea.
10?
Can you eyeball a crowd and tell how many people there are? There are people who can do that.
I'm bad at that, too.
There's 11,000 here. How do you know that?
I could never do that.
A lot of people in Washington that can't do it.
Yeah.
There's a million people. Okay.
We've got another one.
Stupid world record.
This doesn't seem safe to me, okay? And I'm Mr. Reckless. A 9-year-old power lifter has deadlifted 180 pounds. Videos of Lucy Milgram have gone viral, showing her lifting nearly 3 times her own body weight.
I saw this. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
The elementary school student performed a feat while attending the Arnold Sports Festival in beautiful Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, they're really cheering her on.
That's like picking up me, or that's like picking up Chick.
How much?
2 Christies.
Yeah,
180
pounds. Oh, I wish it were 2 Christies. I'm working on it.
You weigh, what do you weigh, 100?
You don't want to weigh 90 pounds.
No. I was telling her today. When I tell you today, you're looking a little chunky.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You look great, Christine.
Don't do that.
Now, next break, she'll be puking in the
mirror. Body dysmorphia, that's me.
Do we have the video of this little lady?
Oh, my gosh.
There we go.
My Lord.
She's awesome.
Look at her.
She's ready.
But let me just say, she doesn't look... in any way different than your average 9-year-old.
No,
you're
exactly right.
Yeah, which is smart. Yeah.
And, on, what does the weight belt do?
Keep everything in
it
order.
It keeps your kidneys from flying out your ass.
Right, right. You can't see the ass protector there.
Yeah, okay.
She's using a mixed grip.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, damn, that's where you're supposed to do it. Watch the bar bend. Oh, boy.
I got this.
She's got pigtails.
Love it.
Ready. And she's ready to go. She's
little,
going,
little
yeah, she's,
pink.
There's a little.
Shoes.
Someone's given a lot of encouragement.
She's got a spotter.
Oh my
and
lord!
And she does it.
That's crazy.
And that's a full. Good. She does. She didn't even drop it.
No.
She went back down with it.
Sat it down and did.
And by the way, it's nice that the guys from ZZ Top are handling her.
Right.
Look at that the beard on that guy. That thing goes down to his waist.
Or our handyman Mike. I haven't seen him for a while. I wondered what happened to him.
He does look like handyman Mike. I wonder if he had any tomatoes backstage for the weightlifters.
By the way, if you're listening, Mike, we could use some tomatoes.
It's not tomato season yet.
I think he has some.
He has
a hydroponic thing where he does other things.
Is that what he said?
Oh, good save.
He's growing tomatoes back there. Is that what he said?
Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry, Mike.
No. I understand that.
Perfectly legal. Now, we have an interesting story coming up. Speaking of dogs, we have a little more information about a dog helicopter rescue.
Oh, yeah.
Molly. And I have a question about that.
Okay. I watched the video. It's pretty incredible.
Do you have the story there?
Mm-hmm.
A
hiker's lost dog has been found after strangers helped fund the search through the wild New Zealand bush. When Jessica Johnston fell from a 180-foot waterfall, rescuers were forced to evacuate her without her border collie, Molly.
Now, first of all, it's a miracle that
she survived. And she's not seriously injured. She did not break any bones. She has her arm all wrapped up, and she's got some tape on her leg, a little places where she got cut on the rocks. But other than that, I was amazed. Yeah. Matt Newton, the owner-operator of Precision Helicopters New Zealand, was determined to find Molly, and after several failed searches, launched a fundraiser to pay for more flying hours.
There are a lot of people at Coachella who are determined to find Molly.
And they didn't need a helicopter.
No.
Yeah. They used thermal imaging equipment. So he, along with volunteers, were finally able, after 7 days, to locate the dog a few feet from the spot where Miss Johnston had gone over the waterfall.
So the dog had obviously been hanging out there.
They say that Molly, laid there, didn't move. She was disheveled and hungry, obviously, but in pretty good condition. She's a beautiful dog. And then they show her being reunited with her owner, and it's just...
Oh. So my question is this. If you've got a dog and a helicopter,
yeah,
I love this show.
Yeah. Does the dog stick its head out the window like it's in a car? No.
This is great.
And the rescue guy had a Jack Russell that he brought with him to make Molly feel more comfortable
in the copter.
Yeah, it was. And the rescue, you can see the little Jack Russell running up to her as she's crunched underneath the rocks. Yeah, it was real. It's a sweet
and
story.
The helicopter didn't scare the bejesus out of that dog because it's like the world's scariest lawnmower coming at her?
Apparently not. She did not move. She is laying there like frozen. I'm sure she was so dehydrated and tired, she probably couldn't.
I don't know what it is, but I don't think at this point in my life I'd go up in a helicopter. I've developed kind of a concern about that the last couple of years. No.
Oh,
and I didn't think I felt that way, but now I certainly do. Would you go up in a helicopter?
I've been in a helicopter.
It's
a little interesting.
It's fun. I enjoyed
it. Right?
I was in the so-called whirly-bird type where you could look right down through the glass and you're in that bubble. And
I've
done it to see Christmas lights, and I did it in the Keys and saw a lot of sharks.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you see the hammerhead shark underneath the surfer yesterday?
Yeah.
I thought of you. It's another shark. Well, they're going to be on land before you know it.
It's the shark's home. They're going to be...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Hammer Alley Podcast, an 80s flashback mockumentary.
Back in the 80s, there were 1,000 bands trying to make it in the world of rock, but there was one band that had it all, Hammer Alley.
Whatever happened to Hammer Alley?
How did they go from Top of the Rock?
I'm looking for a music video. They're a band from 1987, Hammer Alley. Ever heard of them?
To rock bottom.
Dude, I was born in 1987.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Hammer Alley.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.